Hello, my name is Diana Dirkby and I live with paranoid schizophrenia. The soundbite you heard is Pastime with Good Company, composed by King Henry VIII and performed by the Chestnut Brass Company. You are listening to my podcast, Schizophrenia as I Live It. This podcast accompanies my novel, The Overlife, A Tale of Schizophrenia. The novel is published. For example, my book's Kindle and paperback format is now available on Amazon.com. More information is on my website for the book, overliveschizophrenia.com. Now that my book is available for purchase, I am ending this podcast with the current episode and will soon start a new podcast titled Schizophrenia as I Live It, Part 2. The new podcast will assume you have access to my book, but you can follow it independently of the book. Also, there will be no spoilers, so you can read the book at your own pace and still enjoy the podcast. My fiction book has three main characters, Jody, Sarah, and Dalla. Jody is Sarah's mother and Dalla is her father. Both Jody and Sarah live with paranoid schizophrenia. In the new Part 2 podcast, I will still talk about schizophrenia as I live it, but without spoiling the plot, I would use material from my book more freely. In particular, Sarah's experience of schizophrenia is close to mine. Dalla does not live with mental illnesses, but is trapped in an unhappy marriage. Reviews of my book are beginning to appear. I will read a review written by Australian students Monica, Star, and Beck from the Icon Institute. By the way, I am being interviewed by them for an episode of their podcast entitled The Iconic Podcast. The Icon Institute of Australia is a private institute of higher learning specialising in creative therapies, counselling, psychotherapy and early childhood education. Here is their review, which they wrote in the first person singular. You can find it on Amazon.com on the author page of my book, which is Amazon.com/author/Diana Dirkby. So here's the review. The Overlife by Diana Dirkby is an absolute gem that delves deep into the complexities of family history, mental health, and the enduring human spirit. This book captivated me from the very beginning, offering a compelling narrative that beautifully unravels the layers of a rich family history. One of the most striking aspects of this book is how it delves into the individualized nature of schizophrenia. Dirkby's poignant account of her mother's experience, as well as her own, is both eye-opening and profoundly moving. The raw honesty with which she describes their struggles and triumphs with this condition is nothing short of awe-inspiring. The book brilliantly paints a vivid picture of how trauma and PTSD can cast long shadows over a person's life. Through Dirkby's words, we witness the resilience it takes to face these demons and how love, acceptance, and interpersonal support play a role in the cultivation of agency when it comes to mental illness. In the end, The Overlife is more than just a book. It is an intimate portrait of the human condition, a testament to the power of love, resilience, and the unbreakable bonds that tie us to our past and propel us into the future. I will end the final episode of the current podcast here. Look out for the next one, Schizophrenia as I Live It, Part 2. Thank you for listening.